deepest field trip I have ever been on in my fucking life. They took us to a fucking cotton processing place. And there was a big ass cotton field out in the middle of fucking Raymer, Alabama, in the south of Montgomery County. We went there, and me and 28 other little nigglets in Miss Harper's third grade classroom, they took our asses out there in the middle of the fucking August heat and said, hey, y'all, they gave us bags and shit. Like little cute little plastic bags. With a cotton puff person with a smile on his face, and they're like, "Hey, y'all go out there, have fun, pick as much cotton as you want." And so my stupid ass went. You know, I went. My mama signed off on it and didn't think about it. And I went to the fucking field trip. Out there in the field, just having a good old time. We were singing songs and shit in the middle of the motherfucking field, picking goddamn cotton in the middle of the fucking heat. And then, you know, I'm thinking, because it's a field trip, they told us you can pick as much as you want. Hey, you get to keep the fucking cotton. You can keep it. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep it. And we go to get back on the bus. They're like, all right, kids, turn your bags in. And they take our asses inside and took all the damn cotton that we had. And then told us to get back on the fucking bus. So me being a little rebel, I took a handful of cotton, stuffed it in my pocket, and went home. Then my mama came when she was doing laundry the next night. She was like, what the fuck? Is this cotton in your back pocket? I was like, yeah. Where the hell did you get unprocessed raw cotton from? Well, yesterday on that field trip, they took us to a cotton processing plant, and we got to pick cotton all day long. My mama came to the school, and I swear to God, that shit went down. She locked this woman in a room like, how dare you jive-ass motherfuckers take my kids and all these other ashy little Negroes to a fucking cotton field in the middle of the summer? You fucking soulless bitch. She fucking checked me out of school. I didn't go to school for 3 days buying that shit. She said, I don't want to have to look at that bitch. She was pissed at everybody. Yes, that was the most racist shit I've ever gone through in my life. I didn't even understand what was wrong until the next year. I didn't even understand. I just thought we were just going to go have some fun in the field. So fuck that shit. That was fucking shit profit if I ever seen it. Fuck that shit.
What's really funny about that video, this guy, his roommate put this on the internet. I was reading about this today because Paul suggested last week that we put this up as, you know, one of our little opening things. And this guy's roommate put this on the internet, and it went viral, and you know, it was a big deal.
You all have probably seen the...
And so this guy... You know, is like, oh shit, this has gone viral. You know, I'm like an internet star. I'm like, you know, the chocolate rain guy. You know, what the hell am I going to do? And so he told his roommate, well, take that shit down because, you know, this could cost me jobs in the future. And so what's funny is, you know, of course, that's not the way the internet works.
No, it isn't.
You know, I mean, by then, 20 people have put it up, you know, with their own, you know, thing. And
yeah, shit doesn't go away just because you take it off.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you post something on the internet and it goes viral, it exists elsewhere. I mean, that's, yeah. You know, you're not the sole owner of anything you put up. Well, you might be the sole owner, but you're not the only one that's posted it. So, you know, of course it's not off the internet because I just played it straight off YouTube. But this guy put up a video explaining why he doesn't want to be on the internet. So he's on the internet talking about how he doesn't want to be on the internet. So,
in the lawn sharecropping video. Unfortunately, that video has been removed at my request for a myriad of reasons. The first being, in the cyber age that we live in, the history of any person on the internet can be found. That is, Facebook posts, Twitter posts, and perhaps even, in this case, YouTube posts. As I wish to acquire a career in the future, which will remain nameless at this point, I don't need that sort of dark and sulky history to be brought back to the forefront as I become a more mature figure. Although the video is hilarious, and I'll be the first one to admit it, I am a funny guy. My career means more to me than the laughter that I bring to the world. So I've constructed this rebuttal, this response to all those loving viewers who wish to see the Kendall on sharecropping video again. I'm here to tell you that the video shall never be reposted and shall only be trafficked among my friends and dearest compatriots.
And the wheelbarrow full of Dexpuck.
Yeah. it's everybody else who happens to stumble upon it in some other venue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could go get it off YouTube right now and just repost it. That's the way the internet works. Russell Brand put up a picture of Katy Perry in the morning, like before she puts on any makeup or anything.
Yeah.
She looked like a normal woman, which you would expect, you know.
Of course.
Before, you know. And I guess she got pissed off and told him to take it down, and he took it down. But, you know, by then, everybody had saved it, you know. So
exactly.
I hate to break it to you, but that's not the way the internet works.
However, one day, if you're lucky, you might see me on the street. Feel free to come up to me and say, "Hey, are you that Kendall guy?" And I will say, "Yes. Yes, I am." So, with that said, please, don't look for this sable visage on the internet again. Enough with the hateful comments being left on Hannah Etchy-San's page. This is the last you will see of me, dear internet. And it has been fun. Farewell.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Yep. You'll be on there forever.
Yeah, I hate to break
it to you. 50 years from now, you're still going
to
be on there.
Yep, you're going to be the guy who went on the field trip. You'd be, "Hey, that's field trip guy."
Yep.
That's just, you know, what you are. You're field trip guy.
You know what I like to do?
What?
Whenever I go to the little web pages, wherever they are, I like to steal the little photos of people whenever they put their guns up. I'm like, "Oh, that looks like a cool gun. I might want to build something like that one day." I'm going to save the picture and use it as inspiration for later. Or if I think a picture looks stupid, I'll save it if I think it's funny or just, you know, just racist as hell or cute as hell, like little pictures of bunnies, anything at all. I will save. I've got gigs upon gigs of pictures that I've saved off the internet on one of these little hard drives, and it's like the little motivational posters.
Yeah.
Like
advice dog.
Oh, God, a lot of advice dog and courage wolf. I love that shit. I save it, and once in a while I'll rummage through it like, "Oh, I remember that. That was so funny. I forgot about that." Or
I like, is it Bachelor Toad?
Oh, Bachelor Toad. Have you seen Bachelorette Frog?
No.
Oh, that one's awesome, too.
Bachelor Toad's great. Belt in yesterday's pants,
yeah.
They're today's pants now.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, true. Or all the bowls are dirty, glass of cereal, you know.
There's also Bachelorette Frog, like, taking a bath on my period, create little crime scenes on the wall.
My favorite one that I've seen lately is the guy from that pawn shop show. It's like, "Oh, the car that John F. Kennedy was assassinated in? Let me call my expert friend on cars that John F. Kennedy was assassinated in." Which is funny, because that's what that show is.
Have you seen the Zach Braff ones?
No.
Oh, the Zach Braff ones are fucking awesome.
Zach Braff? Is he advice Zach Braff? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's not. It's like shit that Zach Braff would say. Just go there really quick, because I don't know
too many.
That's
an actual website?
No, just, you can type it into Google and you'll get something.
What would I type?
Zach Braff meme.
I don't even know how to spell Zach Braff. I wouldn't even begin to know how to spell his
name. Put in Zach B, and then more than likely it'll come up.
Is it Z-A-C-H or Z-A-C-K?
Zach B?
Braff.
Try typing the rest of it out.
Braff.
There we go. It was C-H. Zach Braff meme.
What does Zach Braff say? I know that he thinks...
There goes Zach Braff quotes.
I know that he thinks he's, like, you know, really, really cute. He always makes his, I think I'm really cute faces, you know. Like, I hate that guy. I just don't like his face.
I don't hate him. I just... He tried to be, like, a movie actor, and they put him in a movie, and it was fucking horrible. And they never should have put him in the movie. The same with that 70s show kid...
All of them, yeah. Or a specific one, because they're all pretty awful.
Ashton Kutcher did a pretty good job. Mila Kunis.
What movie was Ashton Kutcher ever in that wasn't shitty?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying he has a career in it.
A career in being shitty?
Well, yeah. People will pay to watch.
Zach Braff is a comedian in quotation marks. Okay, so what am I looking at here?
Okay. There you go, down there.
Basically, you make up some shit and attribute it to Zach Braff. That is all. Trying to be lulzy helps you, but you ideally want to be as offensive. And I really see no problem with it. At least half of the people involved are enjoying it. Why spoil their fun? Zach Braff on rape?
Yeah.
They were careless enough to become paralyzed in the first place. I don't see why they should be on par with us in terms of transportation. Zach Braff on a wheelchair. Oh,
what happened?
I don't know. Everything just died.
No signal.
Bummer. I don't know what just happened.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like. Do they have like the little picture with the colors and all that?
No, it's just quotes.
Oh,
so it's, yeah. It's just you just write something out that's fucking horrible, and then you say Zach Braff on such topic. And like the first one, it doesn't like you don't really understand what he's saying, and then all of a sudden, oh, it's on rape. What? There you go.
I was ranting a bit on Twitter today, and at some point the topic of hate fucking someone came up.
Yeah,
and a female responded, and they didn't understand the concept of hate fucking. And she told me that it's a completely a male thing, and that you know females don't generally say anything about wanting to hate fuck anybody. And
really.
That's what I said. I was like, really? You know, because I would think that... basically, for you know anyone who may not know what the term hate fucking means, which I can't think of anyone that listens to this that wouldn't, but, you know, if you're both attracted to someone and hate them as a person, you know, the line between... fantasizing about killing them and fantasizing about having sex with them kind of combine into like angry slam people's head into a wall sex.
It's not necessarily rape. It's just aggressive sex.
It's consensual sex. It's just really, really, really angry sex.
Yeah.
That, you know, can get a bit
violent. I was convinced Sarah's little friend wanted to do that to me.
She wanted to hate fuck you?
Yeah, she did. Oh, the amount of blind hatred this woman had for me for saying nothing that she didn't know I was going to say.
Yeah.
Was completely just uncalled for. And I'm convinced she wanted to hate fuck me in the stall of that Chili's.
Yeah. But, I mean, if anyone's ever watched a movie ever, you know, the cunty evil bitch in movies,
yeah,
is always, you know, generally fairly attractive. You know, they're the head cheerleader that thinks they're really hot and stuff, and generally they're attractive. And so the concept of, you know, hate fucking would probably, you know, be best exemplified in most teen comedies.
Yeah.
You see the evil bitch, and, you know, chances are everybody hates her, but at the same time wants to, you know, fuck her because she's attractive.
Yeah.
And so that was where the term, you know, comes from, in case anybody was curious.
Yeah, just in case you didn't know.
Just in case you didn't know, which I can't imagine, but, you know, I just wanted to clear that up.
Well, good.
Good.
Excellent.
So what's new with guns? Because you said you wanted to talk about guns.
Well, okay, after that shooting thing, things were, you know, people didn't really do too much. And now they're getting on the internet and spouting horse shit. And so this week has been me going on random web boards, being a jackass, and correcting people on the internet who are wrong.
Well, you know, I was listening. I've actually kind of been converted. I was a big Howard Stern fan for a long time, and I guess I still am. I've listened to Howard Stern probably for probably up until this past like December. I hadn't missed a show in 10 years. I mean, I record them, I listen to them. So
yeah.
At some point, I just stopped enjoying it. And like, actually, for the last year or so, with Artie being gone, it just kind of got repetitive, and I just haven't been enjoying it. So I've actually kind of converted to Opie and Anthony. I've been listening
to them. Oh, you heard their rant?
But the funny thing that they said the other day,
they were talking about how
in Chicago for a long period of time, guns were just completely outlawed. They were
they weren't completely, not like DC. DC was worse.
Well, what they were saying was that, you know, when guns were, you know, outlawed, like gun crime increased like significantly.
Yeah,
because, you know, the problem with guns isn't, you know, the people who go and apply and, you know, purchase a gun legally and, you know, have one in their name in their home. You know, the problem is the people that, you know, just get them, and the people that just get them are going to continue to just get them.
Of course.
And so, you know, which I guess isn't like a, you know, radical point, and bringing them up altogether doesn't. But that's just what I was listening to, and they made a good point, just that, you know, when you know, the only people that have gun, I'm not like a, you know, gun nut. I've gone with you once.
And, yeah.
But
you had fun.
But, you know, I don't think that, you know, not having guns would solve anything, because the people who are going to have guns illegally are still going to have them, and they know you don't have one.
Well, my problem is gun violence and gun crime, when tracking that is meaningless.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't really mean anything. When you're looking at violence overall, violent crime overall, you need to look at that, because every time there's a study done in Europe, in Asia, whenever there are gun bans in place, the crime doesn't go down. Nothing happens. The gun crime goes down, but the overall crime doesn't. The criminals who want to steal your shit, who want to take something from you, who want to rape you, who want to kill you, they're going to just choose something else. They'll get whatever they can get their hands on.
Yeah.
And this whole, if there weren't guns, there wouldn't be mass shootings. Then there would be mass bombings.
Yeah.
They're going to, if they want to kill a bunch of people, they're going to. Don't fuck with me and my shit because of what some criminal is going to do.
Well,
I'm following the law. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. Violent, it's not my fault.
Violence and you know, assholery isn't going away. I mean, it's not like if you take guns away, people. I mean, you know, and it comes down to it. You know, if you know, Cal Ripken catches Kevin Costner banging his wife, and, you know, he gets pissed off enough, he'll shoot his ass with a bow and arrow. It doesn't really matter.
Or a baseball bat.
Or hit him with a baseball bat. I mean, you know. So, I mean, you know.
My big thing is, I love these studies on gun control.
Yeah.
Not because it makes my position right, but because they continually show over and over again.
But one of the other things that I saw this week is they were talking about how they're talking about passing some kind of legislation that says you can't have a gun within 100 yards of a government official.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this could just be me being selfish, but, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, how do I get one of these, you know, 100-yard things?
Exactly. Like, it's fucking stupid. Who the fuck is this little shitbag to tell everybody in the entire country, look, we're special.
And how would you...
We're not one of you fucking peons.
How would you even go about, enforcing that? I mean, how do you know when you're within 100 yards of a government official? I mean,
it's not possible.
You can't.
It's fucking unenforceable.
And I mean, does that include mailmen? Or I guess government officials wouldn't include mailmen.
Yeah, they're government employees.
So, like, you can't have a gun 100 yards within a mailman?
I would, depending on how it's written, if it says government employee, not just government official or state.
And if there's concealing carry laws, I mean, like, you could go within 100 yards and out of 100 yards all day and not even know it. I mean, you know, you drive in a car next to a cop and suddenly you're breaking the law.
Exactly.
It just seems kind of goofy.
Well, going back to my little point, when the little gun control studies are done, gun control laws make no difference. They don't affect violent crime. Whenever you pass laws that say that, you know, you can only have this amount of ammo or this kind of gun, that's cute, and that affects everybody, the criminals included. It affects everybody who's obeying the law, you know, except for the criminals who do whatever the fuck they want anyway. So the point is, when there's lax gun control laws or just near draconian gun control laws, it doesn't matter. The crime rate stays the same.
Yeah.
When the Brady campaign does their little rankings, like they rank states by, oh, how much gun control laws do you have? How many of this or that or whatever kind of laws do you have? They rank the states. California is always number one. Utah's normally, you know, 50th. And the sad thing is, I want to say, like, oh, well, look at all these states with a whole bunch of gun control laws, and they're way up on the list of violent crime, but they're not. And I want to say, oh, look at all these, you know, lax states. They have so much less crime. Well, they don't. It's pretty much just a jumbled mess.
Well, that, and it's less people. So, I mean, if there's less people...
Well, no, it's done per capita, so the population doesn't matter. So when I look,
even then, it kind of does, because I mean, like, you know, per capita, great, but you're also considering, you know, how jumbled together people are, and, you know, how irritable it becomes. I mean, you know, you can call it a law of averages, whatever you want, but, you know, if there's one person per mile and you still, you know, consider that, the closer you get to a large group of people,
yeah,
the more likelihood there is to, you know, for something to go down. I mean, you start bumping into people, you start fucking, you know. So even if it's, you know, to say, you know, oh, well, you know, it's less people, so we'll give them more credit. I mean, just to have that many people so close together. I mean, you walk around the city, you're constantly, like shoulder to shoulder with people.
Yeah.
And they suck.
Well, that's the point of the per capita thing. When you average it out, it's a better way of measuring. But when they do these studies, it's shown over and over again, the laws don't matter. Well, not...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It might matter in an individual basis, but it doesn't matter to crime overall.
Yeah.
When you look at the rankings on the Brady website, and when you look at the rankings of violent crime, they're all over the fucking place. There are states with really heavy gun control laws with little crime. There are states with little gun control laws, and they're at the bottom too. And when you look at it on a graph and it's actually plotted out in front of you, the data doesn't match up to either theory that if you have a lot of gun control, you'll be safe, or if you have a lot of lax gun control where everybody carries, it'll make the state safer.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The criminals are going to do whatever they want. Most people don't even give a shit, and that's just what happens. Passing gun control laws, it's only going to affect law-abiding citizens. It's not going to make a difference on crime, and you're just going to be fucking with people who just want to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
And I know you're no Sarah Palin fan, but what do you think of the whole crosshair controversy?
Well, it's, to me, it's childish.
It really is, isn't it? It's,
and I'm not blaming Sarah Palin for that thing.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, when, even if you could make some kind of connection, I mean, it's not like, you know, she was...
She wasn't talking to the guy on a two-way radio like 5 minutes before and, go get that bitch! No, that's not what happened. But I...
Well, and I mean, you know, the Democrats use targets for cities, and you know, Obama used the phrase, you know, take a knife to a gunfight and all that. Of course not. And I mean, I guess the use of a crosshair would be a little bit more radical than, you know, target a city or. But what I'm saying, what I was getting at was, what has this bitch done that would I mean, why does she get so much attention? I mean,
because
she quit her job as governor to be a reality TV star. Her show got canceled. I mean, like, she tried to be the vice president and didn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, at this point, she quit her job as governor. Her reality show was canceled, and she failed her bid to be vice president.
That's meaningless.
So
that doesn't matter to her supporters. That doesn't matter.
So what has she accomplished in her life?
Nothing
that
of value.
Would give anybody, you know, all this. I mean, like, what? I mean, I'm not. I could care less about her. I don't like her or dislike her. You know, whatever. You know, she's kind of a gilf, whatever. But like, why does she matter?
There are a few reasons. Number one, she's a supporter of things that people who support them feel very strongly about.
But then, I mean, wouldn't she just be one of them? I mean, like, why is she the leader of them?
Because she was put forth.
She's not a great public speaker.
No, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is, she's a supporter of things that people feel very strongly about. Religion, she really supports.
Yeah.
And guns, she really supports. And the people who support religion and support guns do so very, very strongly. Like, the people who don't like guns, they don't hate them as much as the people who love them love them. And the people who don't particularly care about religion, they don't hate religion as much as people who love religion absolutely fucking love it. She's in two categories to where the people who... And these both do go kind of hand in hand.
Yeah.
I will admit that the people who are really big Jesus freaks normally really love guns.
Why does that make sense?
It's most of the people who own guns and who are big into religion. It's a culture thing.
Is it like fear of black people?
No.
Is that what it stems down to?
No.
I got to just get guns to protect my home from the black people because they're coming.
Some people, yeah, but the vast majority, no. It's a culture thing. They still go hunting. They're still open area. They're still like you could take a gun out, shoot it on your land, and
paint with all the colors of the wind.
Well, paint with all the colors of a spine, whatever you can blow out of a. If you can blow it out of an elk, I'm sure you can paint with it. What color are bone shards? But yeah, it's a culture thing, and she is, to them, she represents their culture, and she's not particularly intelligent, and that's one of the things a lot of Democrats say about, you know, the backwoodsy conservatives, how they're not particularly well
educated.
So
they're rallying behind her.
They're rallying behind her
because the Democrats are picking on one of their own. It's like, hey, you know, we're backwoods morons too. You know, don't pick on our, you know, figurehead.
Yeah, they see themselves as her because she's backwoodsy. She's kind of an idiot.
So it's the underdog tale. It's like rooting for the Mighty Ducks.
No, it's not necessarily the underdog. It's just that she represents them to them. So when you attack Sarah Palin, you're attacking them. When you say that she's an idiot and she doesn't know what she's talking about and she sounds like they do, like she has a lot of the same opinions that they do. When you attack her and her opinions, you're attacking them and their opinions. So you cannot say shit to Sarah Palin supporters, even on gun websites where there's not consensus. When I hear shit that, oh, the gun lovers, they just love Sarah Palin. No, it's split. There are people who fucking hate her. And her supporters will defend her at every turn because they see themselves as her. And it's not women. It's men, too. When you attack Sarah Palin, you're attacking them.
But with gun laws, I mean, even with drugs, I mean, like, why are these... And we'll throw gay marriage in, too.
Yeah.
Like, why are these even issues that anybody gives a shit about?
Because...
I mean, like, if everyone in the world has a gun...
Yeah.
And like we said, there's going to be violence anyway. I mean, people have been killing each other long before guns.
Yeah. And video games, I would like to throw that in there, too.
And video games. I mean, like, they're... To you know, tell people what they can do with their own business, what they can do with their own money, what they can do with their own bodies. I mean, you know, to say, you know, you can't. And you know what? If the actions, what they purchase with their money, what they do with their own body, affects someone else, I can certainly understand that. But I mean, you know, if you know somebody wants to go home and do some drugs and go to bed, or sit on their couch and watch, you know, all 10 seasons of Married with Children and laugh their ass off. Who gives a fuck? I mean, like, why? I guess I just don't understand. Like, if there's so many more things to like care about.
The problem is people want their own views canonized in the law. When you hear people say they don't like people on drugs, they don't want there to be access to drugs. There's the same argument on the left of, I don't like guns, I don't think people should have guns. And they always use the shit, it's for the children, it's for your family, all that other kind of shit. The reality is, people don't like actual freedom.
Yeah.
They don't like they don't want other people to take their responsibility for their own life and say, hey, If I want to smoke dope all day, hang out on my couch and watch every fucking episode of Ren and Stimpy and some fucking bender, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
They don't like that. And they don't like somebody saying, look, if I want an automatic weapon to shoot on my property, who the fuck business is it of yours? It is their business because they don't like it.
Yeah. But why?
Because people are assholes.
In the end, why don't they just not do it?
Well, unfortunately, they...
And the weird thing about it all, when it comes down to it, like, the people who are the biggest, you know, detractors of things like this, usually you're the ones doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at some of the biggest, you know, people that have stood up against, you know, gays getting married, they're all homos.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was that guy...
Ted Haggard.
I mean, like, how many guys was he blowing?
I think all of them. No, he was doing coke off of their asses, I heard. He wasn't just sucking dick. He was sucking coke off of dick.
That takes dedication, too.
No shit.
There are a lot easier things to do coke off of. I mean, you know...
I guess when...
Record albums, I mean, magazines, you know, a table. Yeah. But he did coke... off a dick. He was like, I love dick so much that this is what I want to do my cocaine off of. Line that shit up and stand still and be sure to keep that hard on because I want to get the whole line.
Look, when the devil's got you.
Is that what he said? Yeah. Didn't he say the devil got him?
Yeah. And then, I know I sinned, the devil was in me.
So, I mean, like, did he just go back to normal and start doing his shit again and say, I'm cured of the devil, so...
No, he went on a retreat for a little bit, but came back and said... He went off on a retreat and said, okay, I'm back now, devil's out.
Would anybody ever listen to him again?
Yeah.
Do they follow him still?
Yeah,
like,
of course they do.
Well, I guess the devil can get any of us.
Yeah.
All of those people are homosexuals. They are. They have to be.
They see their own feelings as something that's bad.
So
these people who just hate gays to the point where it's an obsession,
they hate themselves.
Yeah.
They're like, this is so terrible that I want to do everything that he did.
When they're shouting like they are, they're shouting into a mirror that you just can't see. Like, oh, you're such a fucking piece of shit. Yeah, suck that dick! Come on, Julio! Plant that load deep within me. Hold me. Make me safe.
Oh.
Exactly.
You haven't done karaoke in a while.
Yeah, my voice has been thanking me for it, though.
Yeah. You don't want to do karaoke?
I guess we could. What are the options?
I don't know. What are you feeling like?
What's something that won't make my anus bleed.
Something that won't make your anus bleed.
Yeah, something I don't got to clench for.
Oh.
Got to belt it out.
I thought I had one in mind for you, but I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. I mean, do you have any requests? You know, we need people to send us requests.
Nobody ever does. I don't think... I think all those hits on there are bullshit.
Yeah,
I'm convinced nobody listens to us except for my one friend that one time.
Yeah, that one friend did he listen to one episode?
No, he said he went. He said he listened to all of them.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's just the fact that we don't. It's not like he can turn on every Thursday and we're on.
Yeah,
like you got to check back every. It makes
God,
it a.
Could you imagine marathoning 35 hours of me and you bullshitting?
God, I'd want to fucking drill my ears out. That just sounds. Fucking horrible. My voice sounds like I got throat fucked by Ron Jeremy with a lit on fire dick.
Wait, say that again?
I can't.
Oh, Lionel Richie. That's a good one.
I don't know any Lionel Richie.
You know.
I know his whore daughter, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton? That'd be a good one. You want to do that one?
I know I would walk 1,000 miles by Men at Work.
I would walk. Material Girl by Madonna.
Oh, shit. Got any Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton?
Yeah. What the fuck is with that gummy bear song? I see that. Look, go down there. No, what? No. Scroll down for a what? Second. Look at that goddamn gummy bear song on that fucking thing. The gummy bear song karaoke.
Oh.
What the fuck? I see that all the goddamn time.
I don't know, but I'll buy it.
I'm going to sing the fucking gummy bear song. I don't even know it. That's not karaoke. That's just the song with lyrics.
Gummy bear. Gummy bear. Moving, grooving, jamming, singing gummy bear. Gummy, 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 gummy bear. Gummy, 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 gummy bear. That's awesome. What do you think? Ooh, Hey Soul Sister. You want to do Hey Soul Sister?
I don't know that one.
But
I literally know nothing but...
How can you not know that song? It's been, like, everywhere.
I don't remember lyrics.
All right.
I know the lyrics to some anime songs.
I'm making an executive decision here, and you're singing this.
Ah, fuck.
I'm a gummy, gummy, gummy bear. Gummy, gummy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Introduction. That's cute. It's got little keys. You can keyboard along to this. I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips 1,000 times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. And my arms are open wide. 'Cause you know just what to say. And you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your hair. and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello! I just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do, and somewhere feeling lonely, or is it someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying, I love you. Instrumental. Do it. Oh, fuck yeah! Get that shit!
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Don't you feel his eyes,
hello,
like, peering into your soul?
Is it me you're looking for? 'Cause I wonder where you are. And I wonder what you do. And somewhere feeling lonely.
Or, damn it.
Or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart. For I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying, I love you.
That touched me. It touched me good.
Like a girl hidden in your basement.
So, I watched the movie Tangled last night.
Why?
Because, you know, it was out, and I was like, hey, I'm going to watch Tangled. I watched it with my lady. You know, sometimes you just got to watch movies with your lady, you know.
I watch Food Network with my lady.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You jack off while you watch it?
Not every time.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, the story of Tangled basically is, it's Rapunzel. And beyond the, you know, bitch in the tower, I didn't know a whole lot about Rapunzel. But as it goes, bitch has real long hair.
Yeah.
She doesn't cut her hair because her hair has magical powers. If she sings, her hair glows, and if people are touching her hair while it's glowing, they get younger. Did you know that?
No.
Well, now you do. So anyway, when the bitch that kidnapped her and put her in the tower originally kidnapped her, what she tried to do was just cut off some of her hair and take it with her.
Yep.
But when she cuts her hair, hair dies. Bad hair. No good. So she had to take the whole bitch. So takes this bitch, puts her in a tower, right? And so the whole movie goes by, you know, she finds a guy, they do the whole thing, and you know, he ends up getting rid of the bad woman by cutting Rapunzel's hair off, and then it all dies, and then the bitch dies because she's real, real old.
Ha ha!
Yeah, or- ha ha. So anyway, what I was thinking was, you know, if this woman is in fact, you know, has magic hair...
Yeah.
Would that include her pussy hair? Because, because what I'm thinking is, you know, if she's up there in a tower and she's never cut her hair, she has really long hair, and she's never seen another person other than her, you know, crazy bitch fake mom.
Yeah.
You got to think there's not a whole lot of beeve maintenance.
Or armpit maintenance.
Yeah, or armpit maintenance. And so to cut her hair, great, but she's still got like a magic vag, right?
I'd assume.
And I'm sure that's a little bit, you know, explicit for a Disney movie, but
I mean, you'd have to be. I mean, is her hair power selective to only certain ones?
That's what I'm thinking, because, I mean, like, you know, when you watch the movie, when she sings, her whole fucking head lights up like a goddamn Christmas tree. So, I mean, you would, but you don't see any light, you know, coming out from under the old dress there.
Maybe she has, you know, black UV thing.
Magical
underpants.
Like underpants,
like the Mormons,
like perhaps, yeah. But do you think? Am I crazy to think that?
No, that just makes logical sense.
I mean, is my, you know, ball hair made of different stuff than my head hair? It's all the same shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all the same
hair that comes out of me.
Yeah, it's not special hair,
right? Huh. Something to think about.
Yes,
magic, magical vag hair would be pretty cool. And, you know, then that dude would just stay young forever, you know, whenever he's, you know, poking his old lady, you know, he just, you know, gets younger.
Yeah, that doesn't seem too bad.
No.
But what about trying to knock her up? What happens if, like, she's got that little thingy in her and she starts singing, like, 3 months in, then all of a sudden... You lose too much. You can be pregnant constantly, forever.
Constantly pregnant as long as you sing. So you would just have to not sing. But her vag hair probably wouldn't touch the baby in the womb.
I mean, that's pretty damn close, though. You're not getting too far away.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the range on that?
I don't think that she gets any younger. Because, you know, she was all like, oh, it's my 18th birthday. You know, it was her 18th birthday, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
How would that work as far as, you know, would she just not sing, like, while she's, you know,
What happens if she gets in the shower and, you know, she just starts humming something? Does that work?
I don't know. I mean, is it a certain song or is it any song?
It could be. What if she's just thinking it? Does she have to, like... physically sing it? Does her hair?
Like she gets like the Black Eyed Peas, you know, tonight's going to be a good night stuck in her head, and, you know, then just her hair starts glowing because she's thinking about something.
Yeah, I mean, because if not, I mean, what if she listens to any, what if she just listens to a song? Either her hair vibrates and she's got this special voice that only the hair knows. I don't know, maybe, yeah, that. I think we're going too far into this.
You think we're overthinking this too much?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work. Huh.
Gay.
What else is going on?
I can tell you a story I heard about the dude who invented the AK.
Okay.
Okay, so this dude named Kalashnikov builds this AK. At least that's the story. He was patriotic, he was in World War II, he got hurt, and then he decided, well... since I can't really be an infantry dude anymore, because, you know, fuck that shit, I just got hit in the face with a tank, so I'm going to hang out and just build guns. And the story is, that's what he did. He built this gun with his own bare hands and sweat and fucking balls, and he just hammered that shit with his fucking piss-hard dick, and that's how he made the first AK. He fucked this thing into existence out of raw steel and a used condom. That broke.
Yeah.
And that's how he made the AK. And we're finding out that, no, this dude came up with this idea, got a team of people together, and then this team of people all put inside into the gun, and a couple of other inventors put inside into it, and he was the lead dude on this team of people who... came up with the AK. Not this goddamn grandiose story of this dude wanting to protect his country. So he did it himself with a hammer and a sheet of steel.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That's not the same story. That's not what I was told. I was told this man fucked steel into existence. He didn't get a team of people together. He didn't call his nephew over to work the fucking grinder. It was him! It was him and his goddamn tools and his hammer! No! It was him and about 30 other fucking dudes who were fucking cloistered into this fucking cell out in the middle of Siberia, and they did it! Like, 30 other people did it!
So they just recently found this out?
Yeah! Like, oh, something came out of the Soviet Union that wasn't gospel. Fuck!
Did they ever find out if that was Amelia Earhart's bones?
I don't know. Did you hear anything about it?
No.
Then it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was a turtle. Do you really think that, oh, we might have found Amelia Earhart's bones?
And then you never hear another thing about it ever.
No, never.
Just like, well, that story's over.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to do? Do a 30-minute fucking news interview with the dude that found a turtle washed up on a beach? What? Where's the news story?
That would be just great. To, like, you know, have that guy come out and just be like, so it was a turtle shell, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, it was a turtle.
Well, we got 29 more minutes.
We're going to go to commercial. Tide, you know, the bear that, you know, has pieces of toilet paper on his ass. And have you seen the cartoon babies that shit their pants?
Oh,
judges give them the score?
That just seems horrible.
There's four babies on a stage, and they turn around and shit their pants.
What is this, fucking Germany?
And then there's other babies that give them a score based on the amount of shit in their pants. That's where we're at, Napier. As a society, that's how we sell diapers. We're like, it'll be like American Idol, only instead of singing, they're going to shit their pants.
Because
essentially that's all a baby does. It shits its pants, and then it goes to bed. Like a baby would even be smart enough to know what the numbers are. They're just putting up random numbers. They don't know what score they're getting. It's like the lottery. The one that wins just got lucky enough to shit their pants and get the highest number. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
If they put up a picture of a starfish, what is the starfish worth? Because little kids like starfish. Like, oh, your score is starfish because that's my favorite. Could you see that replacing American Idol? Just one day, just get like 30 goddamn
babies shitting their pants.
Yeah,
and then Simon Cowell says, "Oh, that load wasn't quite large enough. You're not ready for Hollywood, baby."
Nobody's gonna want to put you in a commercial with that tiny amount of load. I'm sorry, miss, but that colon just ain't gonna cut it. It's not your fault. You just weren't born with the pop.
Do you think that that's beyond what America will come up with? Do you think that we'll never have a shit your pants show?
I am convinced.
I bet it's in the works now.
I am convinced completely that there will eventually, in my lifetime, be a show called Ow My Balls.
Well, I mean, that's essentially all America's Funniest Home Video was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a series of guys getting hit in the nuts with wiffle ball bats.
Oh, that's, especially when the little kid would hit him in the nuts with the baseball bat?
Oh, yeah. If it's a little kid, it's even funnier.
That's perfect.
Because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But do you really... I mean, that Wipeout show is essentially people trying to jump on giant playground balls and fucking landing on their face. And that's the show.
Yeah.
Do you think we're beyond a show in which people shit in diapers and then get graded on how big their shits are?
Well,
Do you think that can't happen? That will happen.
I'm pretty sure people would pay to see it on the internet at
least. You know, they were talking about Rule 38, how anything that's ever been thought of...
That was Rule 34.
Or whatever it is, there's a porn parody about it.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're getting with, like, regular shows.
Oh, it was 32. I think it was 32.
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about.
It's 32. I'm pretty sure of it, yeah. But I know what you're talking about.
Did we talk about the Rex Ryan foot fetish thing at all?
I didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about the... you don't know anything about this?
No.
Really? You don't know anything about this? Okay, well then I can...
I've been arguing with people over the internet about guns for the past 2 days.
Rex Ryan is the head coach of the New York Jets.
Yep.
And this is probably a couple months old at this point. Some tapes surfaced on a fetish website of a woman who looks exactly like Rex Ryan's wife making a variety of foot fetish videos. And the cameraman sounds a lot like Rex Ryan. And so it's just been everywhere. And he refuses to comment on it, which is basically admitting it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're saying it's a personal matter, you know, that means, yeah, it was me. I'm not going to talk to you about it, but it was me. I mean, otherwise he'd say, no, that's not me. Fuck you. Right?
Exactly. Like, they didn't accuse the guy of producing animal porn. I bet if they said, we caught you fucking a Doberman, he would say, no, I didn't do that.
And, you know,
up and down to everybody he saw.
Honestly, it's not even really, like, a scandal or anything. Because the guy's, I mean, he's been married for 27 years. The guy just enjoys fucking his wife.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's, he isn't fucking anybody. It's not a sex tape. It's, you know, him talking about how hot his wife's feet are. And you just look at the bitch's feet. That's it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, of course it's a story. Of course it's, you know, kind of interesting. And of course, you know, it'll probably be, you know, joked about forever.
Of course.
But, I mean, what it boils down to is the dude made some tapes of his wife's feet. Good for him. The dude loves his wife. Great. But the funniest fucking thing, they're playing the Patriots this week in the playoffs. And what's this guy's name? Wes Welker. Had a press conference a couple days ago when he was talking about his teammates and, you know, looking forward to playing the Jets. And throughout his 8.5-minute press conference, he sneaks in about as many foot references as you could possibly fit it. And it was very subtle. I mean, it wasn't like he was laughing or smiling or anything. But, like, people caught up, and he was actually benched in the game, which is fucking hilarious.
you can bet that he doesn't give a shit about being benched. He wanted to get that.
Oh, it's so funny. I have it. I'm going to play it. But, I mean, like, you know, having a foot fetish and all that, you know, that's kind of, it's just, like, you know, that's something that will probably follow his entire career. I mean, there will probably be every away game you ever play in your career, there's going to be some asshole with the big foam foot instead of the foam, you know, hand and all that.
Well, this is how society works. Whenever you have somebody with, like, a fetish or something like that, and they admit it, people don't normally joke about it. Unless it's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
And the guy says something like, nah, none of your business.
Yeah.
If he just would go out and say, yeah, I kind of like feet.
Yeah,
I mean, he would give him shit. The fact that he denies it.
Yeah.
While there's so
much evidence. It amplifies it. It makes people crazy. I mean, look with the Tiger Woods thing. He went and hid.
Yeah.
I mean, if he would have just came out on day two and said, yeah, I've fucked some broads.
Yeah. That's all he had to go do was come out there like, hey, look. I've slept around with my wife. I apologize to her. None of your damn business.
They'd talk about it for a while, but it would have never became as big a story as it was. I mean, bitches are
the story was him leaving.
Yeah.
The story here is him denying it.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if he would have just came out and said, look, there's going to be a whole bunch of women that come out and say, I fucked them. I'm Tiger Woods. I'm fucking rich. Fuck you.
Yeah, he's a goddamn billionaire.
And leave the stage. That would be the press conference.
Yeah.
Like, I've fucked lots of broads. I'm Tiger Woods. Fuck you. Sure, he would have got divorced. Sure, the wife would have still been on Oprah. Sure, it still would have been a story.
Didn't they already get a divorce?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm saying they still would have gotten divorced. Yeah. It's not like that would have solved anything. It would have made things much worse at home. But, I mean, you know, like...
That whole fucking made-up shit about him and that fucking SUV.
Yeah.
That entire goddamn thing. Look, if you just said, look, I told my wife I was sleeping around on her and she beat my ass with a golf club.
That was it.
That would have been a day's worth of news.
No, it would have been around for a little bit, you know. And I'm sure he would have been, you know, they would have joked about it still, you know, oh, Tiger Woods got his ass beat.
But it wouldn't have been a month's worth of news.
Some really nice guy took the 8-minute press conference and broke it down to a 33-second clip just of his foot references.
Yeah.
This is great. Listen to this.
I mean, the guy is—he is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page, and everybody's putting their best foot forward. Can't just stick your toe in the water, especially, you know, you got your foot up in the air. Want to go out there and just put your best foot forward. He's got great feet, you know, he has good feet. He's another guy who has great feet. You want to make sure that you know, you bring your best foot forward out there. Let's go out there and being good little foot soldiers. You definitely have to be on your toes and make sure that you're ready to go.
It's very subtle, but I mean, people picked up on it. That's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that dude did a good fucking job.
Yeah,
that man is an artist.
Yeah, that's artistry. And
yeah.
I mean, you know,
he didn't just come out there like some fucking goon and say, foot, feet, fuck.
And you know what? Honestly, a lot of those he probably would have got away with. I think the one that really got him was foot soldier. Because who says that?
Yeah.
I mean, if he had not said foot soldier. probably would have got away with it.
Yeah.
A couple people would have got it, but it wouldn't have been nearly as big a deal. But yeah, they had benched him. I don't think they should have. I think they should have put him out there in the first.
Oh, stop looking at the time.
Why? It's almost time.
Yeah, almost. Who cares? It's not like there's. It's not like we have to worry about the zoo crew news hour coming on after us.
And now Napier with the weather.
Titties.
That's your weather forecast?
Yeah, my.
Today, titties.
Dude, if you could forecast titties every fucking day, wouldn't you?
Like titties fell from the sky?
No, you just get some titties.
Just. How would that work, though? I mean,
it
like,
doesn't matter. Somebody would just come up to you.
Would the titty man like come and knock on the door, and you open the door, and there
no, just like you're walking around somewhere in the mall, just all of a sudden, tits, tits.
Are the tits attached?
Yeah.
So like, but why? So you would have to go to the mall?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go.
But I mean, if let's
you're
say
just watching, you're just if you forecast tits, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's tits. You forecasted it, you win.
But I mean. Let's say I just want to stay home on a tit day.
Yep.
Do the tits come to my house? Like, do they knock on the door? Do I open
the
door?
Well, no, there are still going to be tits. Like, you know, when they say that there's going to be, you know, like sleet and hail. Just because you're inside doesn't mean the entire world around you has stopped.
Do the tits just appear is what I'm asking. Or do I have to seek out the tits?
Well, no, you don't have to seek out the tits. You can be just traveling and then there will be tits.
What if I'm not traveling?
Well,
no tits?
Well, I mean, you can go outside, and then more than likely you'll see some tits, depending on how, you know, sparsely populated your area is.
Huh. So you would have to put some kind of effort into the tits. They don't just fall into your lap.
No.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's not that much effort. I mean, you want to go see a rainstorm, or you want to go be in a rainstorm?
Yeah.
It doesn't take that much effort to go be in a fucking rainstorm where there's a rainstorm outside.
I mean, you just, you know, go outside.
Yeah. When there's a... When there's a, you know, 50% chance of titties, you can go outside and just wander around for a little bit, and eventually you'll be hit with some titties.
And, you know, I mean, 50%, you know...
50%'s rather damn good.
If you go out and there aren't titties, you know, worse things have happened.
Yeah.
You go, you know, get yourself some milk and some bread.
I mean,
because tomorrow
there's a wedding that's been ruined by too much titties. See?
I can't.
Yeah. Outdoor wedding, rain, outdoor wedding, tits.
Yeah.
I'd take the tits.
As opposed to rain?
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
The really thing you got to watch out for is a chance of a twat scooge.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's just not good.
No. Hey, you can't go golfing today. Too much tits. See, it doesn't work.
Unless you hit the tits.
Like with the ball?
Yeah.
Probably bounce really far.
Oh, but I bet the bitch would be real fucking pissed. Hit a bitch in the titty with a golf ball? Oh, fuck.
Ooh.
I've elbowed girls in the tit, and they didn't
that,
like
that's
that.
That's how you get the money out.
Yeah, that's how you get the money out. Think about hitting them with a golf ball.
So do you have a forecast for tits?
Unfortunately, if I did, I wouldn't be fucking here.
Yeah.
I'd be going getting me some tits. I mean, would you?
Sure.
Yeah?
No.
No? See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Congratulations, you listened to the whole fucking thing. You've survived. Now, you can go to wfodicks.podbean.com, check us out there. Or, if you liked us and or hated us and or fuck yourself, you can go to wfodicks@live.com and send us a goddamn message. You can also message us in your own goddamn sweet fucking dick-sucking lips at 314-266-WFOD. Or 314-266-9363. You can give us a shout out, or you can tell us how much I fucked your mother. And you can also go to twitter.com/WFODicks, and you can do that goddamn incomprehensible fucking Twitter language that I fucking hate, you little goddamn faggots. Send it!